Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I have a very, very interesting show planned for you. We're going to start out the first two segments with a panel of experts. We call them experts because they definitely are. We've got Richard Doc Postma, we've got Chris Temple from the National Investor, and we've also got Eric Coffin from the Hard Rock Analyst. We're going to chat in the first couple of segments about what's going on in the market, what went on in the market yesterday, which I thought was very, very, very interesting. We're going to chat in segment four on a subject that I think you will find very, very interesting, and that has to do with compensation for public company executives. And then going to go on and wrap up the show with the last three segments, talking politics and economics with Sean Broderick and Glenn Downs and, of course, Jeff Dice. But starting out here, we had a very, very interesting day in the markets, in my opinion, gentlemen. The Dow was down about 160 points. S&P was down almost 22 points. The NASDAQ was down about 105 points. Gold was up. All of this happened in spite of the fact that the employment numbers that came out yesterday, quite frankly, I didn't think they were that bad. Chris, let's start with you. What's your take on what happened?
Well, they weren't that bad, Al, but they weren't what people who had driven the markets to a new all-time high were counting on. They were counting on well over 200,000. The narrative has been that it was all old man Winter's fault, that the economy has been weak. This was supposed to be a really good number, and it was only good. It wasn't really good. And the problem now, going forward, at least for the near term, is that most of the rest of the news that we can expect to see is going to be bad for the markets. When we started January, the forecast for corporate earnings growth year over year was 6%. Now we're looking at 1%. And so I think a lot of people, especially those that were in the highly leveraged names, the momentum stocks, decided that, you know, they escaped sort of the first quarter with the market averages being more or less flat. And maybe it's time to sell a while. You know, the selling may go away. Maybe they're going to start a little bit early. Let nature take its course, let the bad earnings numbers come out, let Mrs. Yellen get panicked and say, you know, cry uncle and stop the taper, and then we'll start buying again.
Guys, I struggle to attribute all of the moves in the stock market yesterday to the simple jobs report. I think that people had it already priced in, and I think that the sell-off that we saw, especially in the NASDAQ, was simply because something you brought up, Chris, in a daily editorial yesterday, was that companies or investors are starting to move away from these tech stocks that just seem to be at valuations that don't really make much sense. Doc, where do you see the markets continuing to move in the next little while?
Well, I think Monday's going to be really important from a technical basis, what I'm looking at. And that's going to be a very important move. I think we might have a little bit more down, and then I think we settle again into a sideways motion. In fact, looking at the Dow on the charts, it closed a couple of times on Thursday and Wednesday, right at the close back in December, right at it. And now it's moved off of it considerably, so we're seeing really a double top here. And I agree, you heard me say even back in February, I believe this is going to be a year of go away in May, because usually even when they decrease earnings each quarter, they manage to beat it. But this might be the quarter where they actually don't beat it. And if they come in lower than the earnings that they moved down and lowered, they're going to have a major problem going forward.
Now, guys, I wanted to switch the topic a little bit, still on a related topic, and throw it over to you here, Eric. We saw gold yesterday move up quite nicely, about $13, but we didn't really see the stocks follow through on that. If we look at the ETFs like GDX, GDXJ, they weren't up as much as gold. Actually, GDX was slightly up, or GDXJ was up slightly more than gold. But other than that, we didn't really see the same follow through from the stocks, I didn't feel. Do you think that this is kind of a sign that maybe gold isn't ready quite yet for another nice bull run?
I hope it's not a sign of that. I do think there was a little bit of hesitation. I mean, when gold sort of followed through a bit today after the jobs number, and I would agree with Al. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad a number. But the market was, in fact, expecting more. The Wistery number was higher, and it not coming through on that brought down the markets and the dollar a little bit and brought gold up. But it was a bit of a fight for the gold market. I'm not a chart guy. I mean, I was told by chart guys that 1302 rather than 1300 was the important number, and it really had to fight its way back to that. I don't think that helped, but I think the other thing that probably hurt was simply the fact that New York and the NASDAQ did so badly today. I think you were probably getting index selling and probably fund selling where, you know, whatever's in those indexes was getting hit, because the Toronto index was off today, and that was with gold having quite a good day and with oil having a good day too. And those two sectors, of course, are pretty big in Toronto. The juniors did actually manage to pull through, but, not by much. I mean, it really squeaked through. I think it's difficult, even when gold has a good day. I think if it racks up two or three or four good days in a row, I think it would be able to just shrug off this kind of day in New York. But I think in a general sense, until people are comfortable that there's an up leg going again, it's hard for it to fight off the kind of day that you saw in New York today, where basically everything was getting taken out of the woodshed.
Everything was getting taken out to the woodshed. Bloomberg ran an interesting article, by the way, that we posted on our homepage yesterday, dealing with the lack of correlation yesterday between the jobs report and the conventional markets and the price of gold. Doc, I want to ask you a question, though. Your charts are telling you we're going to see a fall in gold in the near future for a short period of time, correct?
Correct. We're going to continue to see gold under pressure. But I move down slowly here, and if we grind down, which I expect, it won't be a problem now. What would be a problem is if we started to drop out of bed, then we've got major problems with this market. But right now, the market really looks good, and really what I'm watching more closely than the gold market is the silver market. Because if the silver market holds here, gold's going to do just fine.
We have seen some weakness in the silver market, I think, moving forward. I still think there is some downside. I agree with you there, Doc. As you've mentioned, from a technical aspect, looks like we could be forming a reverse head and shoulders. We don't know if that's going to play out yet, but if we slowly grind down, then that does fill out the profile. Chris, final comments. You think that we're going to continue to pull back here a little bit?
Well, the overall market, yes. I think that we're going to see I don't think we're going to get a crash, per se, unless something comes out of left field that scares the daylights out of everyone. I think it's going to be more of this grinding activity that we've seen. You know, the market slugs its way forward to new highs and then settles back down. I think the bulls are getting kind of tired. You know, they're running out of stories. And as I've been saying for quite a while, I think this great rotation is going to continue. Today was a great day for my odd couple trade. If you were long treasuries and gold, you did great. One thing I want to add about gold is that what was important today for the metal itself is that gold was able to rally at the same time the dollar rallied. And you guys know I've been a little bit worried about gold's rise lately being too dependent on the weak U.S. dollar. And the fact that it followed through today and closed nearer its highs on a strong day for the dollar, to me, was pretty positive. And I'll forgive the gold stocks today. You know, like Eric said, you can't expect the gold stocks to go up when the Dow's down 1.5% and the NASDAQ's down 2.5%. You know, most of them eked out a small gain, and that's good enough on a day like this.
Chris, gotta cut you off. We have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with this roundtable.
Al Corland's firm, A.B. Corland & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corland Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, Corey and I are going to continue with our panel of experts, Eric Coffin, Doc, a.k.a. Richard Postma, I guess it should be the other way around, and Chris Temple of the National Investor. You know, high-frequency trading is getting an awful lot of discussion right now. A lot of people are saying that, well, that's the problem with the markets, is this high-frequency trading. Chris, you do not agree with that. I'd be curious to see, A, why you say that, and then I'd love to hear that from Doc and Eric also.
Hi, the high-frequency trading, Al, is a symptom of a larger problem. Yes, there are some well-connected people that are probably, to the technical definition of the term, doing some front-running because they can get there a tenth of a second faster than somebody else. But by and large, the problem that the financial markets have these days is that they are based increasingly on speculation and the Fed's pump priming and not on legitimate economic activity. That's what the problem is, that and the fact that we have a fractional reserve system that requires that all of these investment houses, hedge funds, and whatnot engage in all this financial alchemy just to generate financial activity and profits and so forth, because the real economy is having a harder time doing it. So those are the subjects we need to talk about, not the fact, as we saw in 60 Minutes recently, and all the attorney generals and the U.S. attorney general is, wants to investigate something. You know, that, like I said when we were off mic, that's like arguing over whether regular gasoline or high test started a fire at a house. Let's get beyond that.
Chris, I agree with you. I think this is just kind of a distraction from the regular markets. It's people making a scapegoat out of these high-frequency traders, when the fact of the matter is they've been doing it for quite some time now. And you know what? These guys haven't paid any fines yet, but we look at the big banks, and these guys are dishing out billions of dollars and not really seeming to care. Doc, what are some of your comments on this high-frequency trading?
Yeah, I pretty much would agree with Chris. When you really look at high-frequency trading, what you have probably a niche for a small number of guys, and you know, they make money that way. Is that a little unethical or not? Well, you know, if they found a way to do it, okay, but it doesn't cost the investor or these large hedge funds or other people much money when these guys buck run. I mean, you're talking about pennies, so it's not like they're costing others a tremendous amount of money through what they're doing. But I agree that, you know, the real racket or the real rigging is when you have government move into all these fields and no longer do we have free markets. That's what real rigging is.
Eric, I know that you're really involved in the mining industry, especially with juniors. I don't think that this high-frequency trading really affects this market at all, eh?
I don't think so. I mean, what you do see, certainly on the producer stocks, I mean, a couple of ones that make up a significant part of my portfolio, you do see the algo traders. Which I don't think are high frequency traders per se, but I have to admit, I mean, there's been days where you can tell the market's going to swing or I'm watching them fairly closely. It's beyond me how those guys actually make any money. It's quite a mysterious way they trade things. Presumably they do because they keep coming back. I would agree that it's a bit of a tempest in a teapot. I mean, really the high frequency traders by and large are trading against each other and they're trading such small fractions that it's really immaterial to the profits or the loss of a real world investor, if you will. I mean, one thing with the high frequency trading and the electronic platforms they use, you know, I would say it's of more general interest and something for people to be reminded of is one of the things you've heard for the last few years is that, you know, the market's really in trouble because, oh, yeah, it's going up, but it doesn't matter because you never see any volume. But the reality of the situation is these days I don't have a clue what the total volume is on the Dow stocks or the S&P stocks or the NASDAQ stocks because they're getting traded on about 20 different platforms now. And I never see good cumulative numbers. I guess what I'm saying is I don't think the volume is actually off nearly as much as everybody thinks. You just don't see most of it because it's going on electronic platforms and black pools.
You know, Eric, I kind of have to agree a little bit with what Doc said. Really, how much difference is it really going to make? On the one hand, in terms of, I would say, a lot of the trades, it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. But I would have to say, though, that when some of the shenanigans can go on that go on in terms of what's happening in terms of the gold price as a result of shorting, silver price as a result of shorting, et cetera, those are the actions that really bother me a lot. I mean, Eric, you know, you and I, Corey, are really deeply involved in the resource sector. I would think that that's a subject that you would be really interested in. I'd like to get your feelings on that one, if you would.
It is quite frustrating. I mean, I don't understand why they changed the shorting regulations the way they did. I mean, the argument for it actually is in fact, the electronic platforms. When you talk to the regulators, they say, well, you know, these traders came to us and they said, well, we can't really do the usual down check rule and stuff because we're trading on half a dozen different exchanges. Yeah, some of them have to sit down and write a bit of software, but personally, I don't think it'd be that difficult if they wanted to set up a system where you'd still have to follow the same rules, be it one trading on one platform or on five or six. The service that I use that I get prices off of, I'm looking at the trades on you know, half dozen electronic markets at the same time. It's not hard to do. To me, it just seemed like an excuse when they said, oh, well, because of these electronic markets, we have to get rid of the down ticker rule. And some of the stocks that I follow closely, it's quite frustrating because there's days when I can see it's algo traders. I can see they're just shorting for the sake of shorting. There's enough volume there. Presumably they scare enough people out of it that they can turn the trade around at the end of the day and make, you know, whatever, 2 or 3 cents on it. But when you've got guys doing that day after day after day, they can really beat up a stock, and it's got nothing whatsoever to do with the company or what it's doing or its earnings or its future. It's just a bunch of guys with programs throwing stock back and forth. It's bizarre.
That leads into one other point that I always make when we are investing in these junior stocks is that you need to buy with a more long-term outlook of these things. Because if you buy with this short-term outlook, yes, these things can go through some pretty big fluctuations that aren't really based at all on the fundamentals of the companies. And if you want to get into day trading, then, you know, I think that maybe you should be looking at maybe ETFs or something with a much bigger market, because the fact of the matter is the junior market is pretty small. And if these guys want to manipulate a stock up and down for a couple of days, they're very capable of doing it. Doc, I know that you watch the technicals. What are some of your comments on the junior market and some of the shorting that can be done there?
As far as the shorting, and you're right, Corey. If you're going to day trade, you know, sure, it impacts you as much. But when I take positions, you know, I don't have a problem with people shorting, frankly, because when my technicals show me that we're bottoming, it's a great opportunity for me to take positions. And I don't just trade positions every day. Now, I may hold a stock for maybe only 4 or 5 weeks sometimes, but even in this situation with the junior miners and so forth, it's a buying opportunity that I love. And the next, as we consolidate here going into the spring, it's going to be the last chance, I think, to pick these stocks up at these prices. But, yeah, as far as the shorting, naked shorting, yeah. You know, in the conventional market, sure, it's a problem. Of course, in the commodity market, it's a whole different ballgame. And there, as we see in precious metals, people are doing it time and again.
Okay, stick around. There's the words of wisdom from Eric Coffin, Richard Postma, and Chris Temple. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Boy, I got to tell you, Corey and I are having so much fun doing this show and learning so much from all of you folks out there. We really appreciate the input that we're getting on our blog. You know, I have to say, within the last year or so, we have had over 3.5 million people visit the blog. I got to tell you, there's some really, really bright folks out there, and I try to communicate with as many of you as I can. Corey does the same thing, so do address our blog. You can get to it just by going to our homepage, www.kereport.com. You know, one thing that Corey and I have chatted about ad nauseum here is the importance for people to be fully informed, and we're talking here about, number one, primarily economic issues. And the reason we say that, obviously it's very important to be informed about political issues, but when you come to economic issues, it's very important, particularly for those of you who are interested in investing in the resource sector, and even for that matter, for those of you who are interested in investing in the conventional stock markets. Sean Broderick is with us right now. Sean is the resource strategist for the Oxford Club. The Oxford Club is a great source of information for anybody who's interested in economics and politics. Sean, what's the Oxford Club all about, bud?
Well, the Oxford Club, for one thing, it really helps people grow their wealth. And then once they have wealth, it helps them find things to do with their wealth. I was just at a conference in Carlsbad, California, and I have to say it was really refreshing to see the number of, like, subscribers who actually came up and, like, thanked us for, you know, not only helping them, you know, make a heck of a lot more money, but then showing them other things they could actually do with that. Now, they brought me on board last year to really cover precious metals, though I also talk about energy, because you know me, I just love natural resources of all types. And, in fact, I recently put my subscribers into sand, so you can find plenty of things. But that's just the beginning. You have Mark Lichtenfeld handling a biotech, a dividends, that kind of thing. You have people speaking about taxes. We have the really famous Gone Fishing portfolio, which is if you want to buy things and not change them around a lot, but just have like a really steady thing so that you don't have to manage it all the time. We have different investing approaches all depending on what individuals want to do with their money. Because one thing about the Oxford Club is we strongly, strongly hew to the principle that it's your money. You should be in charge of your own investments.
Sean, to get more information on the Oxford Club, I went on to the website at oxfordclub.com, and I see that you guys produce a lot of publications, everything from an income letter to a golden resource trader to emerging trends. Can you give our listeners a little bit more insight on pretty much everything that you guys offer in regard to these letters?
Well, now that's putting me on the spot. But yes, but first of all, I would say anyone who really wants to check out what we do, they should go check out the free publications we have, which is at investmentu.com. That's the letter U, not Y-O-U. So investmentu.com, because we have lots of free newsletters there and stuff like that. OxfordClub.com, that's more the entryway for the paid newsletters, many of which are extremely good. You have mine, like the Oxford Resource Explorer, which is about gold, energy, that kind of thing. And that has all sorts of good stuff. We have uranium picks, that kind of stuff. And then I have my next newsletter above that, which is the Golden Resource Trader. That's more short-term trading. Again, there's really a difference. Do you want to make your trades on a monthly basis? Do you want to do a more active trading? We have newsletters that really focus on like that kind of thing. And then, yes, we have an income newsletter that does extremely well. We have one that really does things that are more seasonal and like more momentum trades. We have stuff on taxes, and we also do a lot of video stuff as well. And in fact, we have a great bond trader for that matter. Many people have no idea how to trade bonds. This is very educational, teaches you how to trade bonds, how to invest in them, and his track record is really, really good. That's one thing I really enjoyed about coming on board at the Oxford Club, is just how good these guys are. It's really good to sit around with people who are extremely good in this business, pick their brains, and it helps improve my trading as well.
Sean, you're involved with a number of people who are regular guests on our show. You mentioned the Oxford Club meeting down in Carlsbad. That was, you guys had dinner at Rick Rule's house. Rick was a frequent guest on our show. I know that Frank Holmes was down there. Frank is also a guest on our show. Those guys, among others, really do represent, for lack of better terms, the cream of the crop. Let me tell you folks out there a little bit about how I got to know Sean and why he will be back on the show more often than not. You know, Sean and I got to know each other when he was with Weiss Research. We have actually traveled the world together. We have visited many, many companies in South America. We've visited companies in North, up in Canada, etc. Got to know each other, and both Kathy and I have a lot of respect for this guy's intellect. Very, very bright individual. He really seems to have focused on resource companies, and his input to me has been invaluable over the years in that particular sector. I'm curious, Sean, why small resource companies?
Actually, I was just talking about that to one of my friends here today, and I have a long history as a writer and also investing, and I was in the thick of the dot-com bubble, and I saw the company where I and my wife work just disappear overnight, which was no fun at all. And I have to say that experience, more than anything else, really helped move me toward the resource side of things, because I like investing in things that are real, because you can watch, you know, CNBC all day long, and they'll speak about this company and like that company, but the more they're into this, you know, new wave tech stuff that just seems to be whipped out of some kind of frothy bubble, the less comfortable I am with them. I like companies that really invest in real things. And the thing is, with the way the world is changing, we have billions and billions of people adding millions more all the time, and there is a huge subsection of that, those people who were really poor in Asia that are now joining the middle class. You have hundreds of millions of people over there joining the middle class, and they all want things. They all want things that are made out of, you know, raw materials, whether it's air conditioners or cars or stoves or you name it. And so that's really what I see as the tremendous driver that we'll see in the natural resource area moving forward. And so it's also good for things like gold because they have a cultural affinity for gold over there. It's very good for energy. So much tremendous opportunity there. So when I look at that, I think, why not resources? And as to small caps, which was actually part of your question, well, larger cap stocks, I mean, certainly I do recommend those from time to time, but most of the stuff about them is known. The smaller caps is where you find the disconnects in the market where there are enormous values that are there but aren't really priced into the stocks yet. And so I think that's a place where, you know, investors can really put some money to work and get some tremendous returns because those smaller cap stocks aren't well known by the market yet. But when the market finds out about them, they can really take off.
Sean, I have to agree with you. Sometimes, well, these junior stocks, they can be the huge gainers. Sometimes they can drag along, too. And when the gold price goes down, we see them struggle. But when the gold price goes up, and even with the gold price just going sideways, the juniors can still do very well. And it's something that we cover here on the KE Report quite regularly. And I'm looking forward to having you back on the show because I think you can provide us with some great insights, not only in the resource stocks, but then also in energy. I find your articles very interesting. We post those on our website quite regularly, and you will soon be a regular guest on our show. So, Sean,
I would say thanks very much. I've always liked Al because he is a great person, but I've always liked your website as well because it's chock full of information. I mean, there are lots of websites out there where, you know, they have plenty of stuff on them, but it's not useful. Yours, on the other hand, contains a lot of useful information, and what a nice change that is.
What a nice change that is. Sean, many thanks for your time, bud. Stick around.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report, segment 4. That means the close of the first hour. I'm going to deal with a subject here that I think is very, very interesting, and there's a lot of misconceptions about it. We're chatting, by the way, with Rhylin Bailey. Rhylin is one of the best investor relations professionals who I have ever met. She's involved with New Zealand Energy, among other companies, and Dean Linden. Dean is very much in the category of being a heavyweight in this industry. He's got a huge success for as long as he's been in it, and rather than go into that, let me just say, trust me, these people know what they're talking about. Okay, here's the million-dollar question. Some folks on our site who feel that compensation to officers and directors and key personnel of public companies in the form of stock options is absolutely the wrong thing to do. They feel that in that way the little guy is getting taken advantage of, is getting hurt, etc., etc. That could not be farther from the truth. And Dean, why don't you take it first on that, on the, on that particular question?
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks, Al. You know, I think what happens with this, and I can see both sides of the equation. However, the pendulum swings back and forth. I mean, it wasn't so long ago, you know, shareholders would be sort of disgruntled because their interests were in no way aligned with management because they were simply taking salaries. And then that slowly evolves to these huge compensation packages that when, you know, guys are all optioned up and whatnot. And I've fought this battle on both sides of it. My whole thing and anything that I've ever been involved with, for better or for worse, I've always put a lot of my own money into it. That's kind of how I got started. Every time I tend to like something, invest in it and then end up sort of taking a position in the company. On the day-to-day operations. And, you know, I can see that I get a little frustrated with management groups that say, okay, I'm completely aligned with you because I've got stock options. Well, that's not really true because it's a whole different thing saying, well, I've got none of my own money into it. I'm only going to participate in the upside, not the downside. The flip side of that is, you know, when you have a big position in a company where you've put your own money into it, shareholders are also likely to be looking at those insider reports and saying, oh, wait a second here, Mr. Chairman or Mr. CEO, I see you've been selling stock. And, you know, that's, so, you know, it's a very complex issue. I've been at it a long time, probably close to 20 years now, I hate to admit, and I'm not really clear on it. I mean, what I'm comfortable with is guys having a good stock option package, but also demonstrating that they'll participate in the downside if there is one by putting some of their own money up. So, you know, I don't come out on one side of the argument or the other very well. I can see it both ways. But my stance is guys deserve the stock options because they make generally less than market salaries. And then, but the other side, they're only truly aligned with their shareholders when they're likely to participate in the downside as well.
Dean, you bring up some good points. And personally, I've been investing in the junior sector for quite some time now, and I've actually audited a lot of junior companies back when I was going through my CA. And the fact of the matter is, issuing these options is a normal course of business. And it's one of those where, especially in a time like now when companies have been cutting back expenses, then these executives aren't making very much. And we can all see how much they make by going to the financials. And that's one of my big sticking points, actually, is when I like a company, I will go to the financials and see how much the directors and the management are getting paid. Quite frankly, if they issue options, I don't have a problem with that because everybody wins if the price goes up. And these guys usually have way more difficult lockup periods so that when they do something with these options, everybody knows. And they are under even more of a microscope, I think, in that sense anyway. Rolyn, I know that this is an issue with every company out there. What's your take on kind of the options and also repricing of the options when the market has gone through a major correction?
Well, in my 8 years in investor relations, I've always worked for exploration mining companies. So these are companies that obviously have to put a lot of capital into the company to be able to advance the properties, and they're not making cash flow. So they don't have spare change to be able to be paying high salaries, but it's an incredibly competitive industry where, for better or for worse, it's a specialized industry, and these companies do tend to pay high salaries. So for the smaller companies that don't have the production and don't have the cash flow, but you want to be able to build a strong company and really compete, you need to attract highly qualified people. But you can't afford to pay the salaries because you want the money to be going into the ground. You want it to be going into the exploration programs and not into salaries. So options is a fantastic way to attract high quality people, and again to give them the incentive of work hard to participate as the stock price goes up. So personally, I don't have a problem at all with the options being granted. I think it keeps the money in the treasury, makes sure the money goes into the ground, but it lets you get the people on the team that you want on the team. The problem is in this market, you know, we've all seen our share prices erode 80%. You know, so how much of an incentive is it if your stock options are quite clearly, you know, not in the money and may never be in the money, depending on how the market turns around and how quickly it turns around. So those are the scenarios where you do see companies repricing the options. And there's sort of two choices there. You can reprice them, or you could issue new options. And again, issuing new options increases the dilution. And so shareholders aren't really happy on either side of those things. But in a scenario where you're not paying high salaries, you're not paying your directors, so they're not getting paid to attend meetings, then people in the industry work really hard. Obviously, you know, CEOs, it's a 7-day-a-week job. It's, you know, it can be 24 hours a day. You know, you work on your holidays, you travel, there's lots of time away from family. These are hard, hardworking people, and I think they deserve to be compensated, and sometimes the options is the best way to do that.
Well, they are, and I think something that people have to realize, number one, you know, I look at the evolution of the resource sector in the 30, little better than 30 years that I've been involved in it, and initially back in the very early 80s, 1982, when I incorporated this company, it was a real problem because there were companies that just had absolutely nothing. They had no money in the bank, but they were really good stock promoters, and consequently, a lot of people made money on their options where they really should not have. But I can tell you categorically that the mining industry has evolved to the point where it's a very sophisticated industry. People put in literally hundreds of thousands, and in some cases millions of dollars to start these companies, number one. Number two, they're highly educated. They're not just used car salesmen, as many of them were when I started in this particular business. They are people who are very, very bright, and they realize the concept of a win-win. What do I mean by that? Well, if their stock options are going to be worth anything, the share prices of the individual shareholders have to also perform well. Otherwise, nothing is going to happen. So it's an interesting situation. It's a situation that didn't originate in Canada. It very definitely originated down here in the United States, in the sense that I'm pretty familiar with Microsoft, as my son-in-law works there. And I got to tell you, the people who made the big money in Microsoft certainly didn't make it on salaries. They made it on shares. So it's just some of the resource companies are simply taking that particular business plan as a model and making it work. Let's have a couple of final comments. We'll start out with you, Dean, and then go over to Relyn, just kind of in terms of final thoughts on this issue.
You know, I think I'd echo a lot of the things that Relyn said, but especially when it comes to being a competitive industry. And I think that shareholders, again, you know, I'm a little wishy-washy on this because I can see it from a lot of different directions, but it's a competitive industry. And if you're sitting there with a great CEO that is being compensated solely through his cash compensation, somebody else can write a bigger check. You know, he's well within his rights to sort of move on. Nothing keeps a guy where he's at when he's got, you know, a couple $100,000 worth of, unvested options that are in the money, that, you know, that's a great retention tool. And, you know, back before ID Biomedical, for instance, became a success, I had an opportunity to move someplace else for, you know, at the time, probably an extra $10,000. Well, you know, I had $40,000. It was some trivial amount of money, $40,000 in unvested stock options. It kept me where I was because another company couldn't afford to hire me away because they'd have to give me a $40,000 bonus to make up for the unvested stock option opportunity that I had. So, I think shareholders should, in some cases, rest fairly easy if they know that that there's some unvested stock options that are in the money. You've got your guy. If you're happy with your management, you'll have him for a while.
So. I happen to agree with that 100%. I know that's how businesses work. I'm very comfortable working in that type of environment. I don't think you have big losers in that type of environment. I think that everybody wins, and that would be shareholders all the way to management. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're taking a break at the top of the hour for the news, and we're going to be right back with the Cornell Economics Report. A little emphasis in the second hour on politics. We're going to have Jeff and Glenn Downs and Sean Broderick with us. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.